Made clearly, everyone shouldn't share their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or non-financial inference which they have on any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting are audio and video recorded, except where councillors consider any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. Microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again as you'll lose your place in the queue. There may be members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak first on any item. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once those in the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded they're responsible for comments in the meeting. Any apologies?
There's an apology from Councillor Howell.
An apology from Councillor Howie.
Councillor Howie.
Yes.
Declarations of interest. Nope. Okay, the action sheet. Item number 3. Okay, matters arising. Okay, a proposer, Councillor O'Hanlon, seconded by Councillor King. Item 4, to agree to start time for Strategic Policy and Resources Committee meetings. Any comments or a proposer and a seconder? The deck from here. For discussion, item 5, Directorate Business Plans, and that is handed over to Marie.
Yeah, Chair, thank you very much. I have presented in front of you is our Directorate Business Plan for the period 26 to 27, together with an assessment of the Directorate Business Plans for 25 to 26. I don't intend to go through those in detail. Can everybody at home hear me okay? Yes, Jill's giving some thumbs up. Okay, so I'll start again. The papers are in front of you with the assessment of director business plans for 25-26. And then also, I think we've something strange going on with cameras. Councillor Rice is coming up instead of myself, Sarah, but that's okay. Okay. And the Director of Business Plan for 2026-27.
I don't know what he's up.
Thank you very much, Councillor Bowsey. I'm going to use Councillor Bowsey's microphone. So I'm going to dare to go again and say members have in front of them the Director of Business Plans and an assessment of the Director of Business Plan for 25-26 together with our forward-looking business plan for 26-27. As members know, these business plans come from and are considered as part of the Council's corporate plan. So as contained within recommendation 3.1, it's for members to consider and agree the assessment of the Chief Executive and Corporate Services Director of Business Plan for 25-26 and then the Chief Executive's Corporate Business Plan for 26-27.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, any comments? I have a proposer, please.
My microphone's on again. It's me, I'm coming up, okay.
Can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Mathers. Item number 6, unreasonable behaviour policy, and that's for Conor Cree.
Thank you, Chair. This report is seeking approval for and the adoption for the Council on Reasonable Behaviour Policy. As set out within the background of the report, the Council is committed to the principle that unreasonable behaviour by any person should not be accepted. As part of the Council's safeguarding processes, the need for this policy and procedures was identified in order to support the Council with the protection of all staff and users of Council facilities. Where the report is set out in Section 3.1, seeks approval of the policy attached in Appendix 1, adoption of the policy there.
Thank you. Any comments? Mr. Hanlon.
And thanks, Chair. Look, I'm happy to propose this paper. I think it's extremely important that Council have this this policy in place, not only to protect staff, but as Conor alluded to protect service users as well. So happy to propose.
Councillor King.
Chair, happy to second it and concur with what Una has just said. I suppose, I just have a question. It's only just for noting for myself. I was just interested, Conor, that the policy's come through you. Would our leisure centre staff be staff that are deemed to take quite a bit of, I don't want to use the word abuse, but grief from the general public? It's just, I was noting that Kerry also is the contact officer.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Contrary, all staff, I would say, are probably prone to unreasonable behaviour by the public. There again, you know, a lot of users and customers, for a better word, is also, you know, subject to that sort of unreasonable behaviour. So this policy.
Your microphone, sir.
Yeah, I hear me now. The main users, if you like, and you know, staff and numbers within the leisure are all prone to, but all council staff and users of all council facilities are prone to it. But yes, the leisure staff would be one of the ones that would be subject to a lot of, you know, behaviour, if you like, and customers coming in is also, you know, behaviour subject to it as well.
I
certainly welcome this again, and I suppose maybe even Sinead in the context of, you know, we're always constant demanding more action in terms of enforcement dog fouling regulations, etc. That like this thing backs that up. You know, we'd like to, you know, see more improvements in that area, but then again, we want to back it up with the like of this here, which staff and carrying out their duties effectively, seeing that the council and corporate response is in them to support them, you know, for living, as I said, supported.
Okay, no other comments? That's second to propose. Thank you. Item number 7, annual complaint handling report. I'll hand over to Aileen Kerr.
Thank you, through the Chair. The report provides the annual complaints handling report for 2025 to 2026. We ask elected members to note the report and also to agree that the report will now align with the financial year. That will be from March to April when we report it annually. And we'd ask elected members' approval. 2 points.
Thank you. Closer, please. Mathers and seconded by Councillor Order King. That's okay. Item number 8, Greenway Feasibility and Design. Hand over to Amanda.
Okay, thanks, Chair. The report sets out a letter of offer that's been received from both the Department for Infrastructure and Department of Transport for feasibility for Greenway from Warren Point through to Newcastle, split into sort of two phases. We're here to ask members to approve, or sort of to note the letter of offer, first of all, and to approve the appointment of the design team through an existing framework to progress the feasibility study on the proposed Greenway from Warren Point to Newcastle.
Yeah, excuse me, Chair. Yeah, Chair, I'd like to propose to accept the recommendation and supported by saying it's very exciting to see this again, the strategic view that council are taking and the long-term view of improving that whole network of greenways and blueways, etc., that'll again and enhance our tourism offer in the area. I know it may be long-term, but this is where decisions are taken to plan for the future, and couldn't be anything else but very supportive of what's taking place. And I suppose, again, it was an opportune moment to just that particular route going from Warren Point out to Restrever, continue on to see how important that is, linking in with the like of the Carnford Lock Ferry when we have the Narwater Bridge going this day or next year, how important it is to link all these things. And that's, you know, part of our plan as well, that like of the ferry is supported as well in some form or manner to link in with all the greenways and that we're building for the future. So glad to propose, Chair.
Hey, Councillor Riley.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Can you explain, Conor, when phase two would be implemented? I'm delighted to see that Kilkee, Daniel Long and Kilbrony Park, the Greencastle Ferry, anything that strengthens the case for that ferry is very, very welcome. And Kilkee, Daniel Long's been long overlooked. But if you could just explain when phase two could be implemented or investigated, I'd be very grateful. But good work. And I'll second that if Declan's proposed it.
Right. I'll just ask, the report sets out the approach where phase one will be developing the Warren Point to Restrever section to a concept design stage, while at the others, at the same time, phase two will also progress at a more strategic level, where it'll look at the corridor-wide approach and sort of looking at sort of barriers and opportunities for the Greenway from Warren Point to Greencastle down along to Newcastle. So they'll both progress at the same time. It's just the phase one will be at slightly more detail.
Yeah, excellent news. Thanks very much, Conor. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks for your eyes. No, I was just to ask, is there an idea of the proposed route? I know it's Kilkeel and Newcastle and that, but is there an idea, is it along the coastal route, or is it maybe too early to determine at this stage?
The feasibility will look at route option selection, but the intention would be that it would follow the coast where possible. But again, that's where the opportunities and the obstacles will be identified as part of the feasibility.
The following items will be taken in closed session. Items 9 to 18 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposal to go into closed session. Councillor Hanlon. Councillor Mathers. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, Knight Community Centre, on the proposal of Councillor Cackle King, seconded by Councillor Byrne, the following was agreed to approve the capital budget and appointment of the preferred contractor to deliver the works as detailed within the officer's report. Item 10, Sustainability and Environment Resources, on the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to approve the additional staff resources as detailed at section 2.2 of the officer's report. Item 11, Direct Strangford and Nikhil Landscape Connections, on the proposal of Councillor Arda King, seconded by Councillor Hanlon. The following was agreed subject to a positive funding decision by NLHF Board Trustees on the 24th of June 2026. To accept and execute the letter of offer and all associate documentation required to commence the development phase, to approve the Council's 2026-2027 revenue contribution as set out in the officer's report, to commence recruitment for the approved external funded posts. Item 12, finance structure. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to approve and propose structure for the Finance and Performance Department detailed in Section 2 of Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. Item 13, communications resources. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Cahill King, the following was agreed to approve. Under the Corporate Directive, Digital Communications Department and Associate Business Case, and the recommended option 3 outlined within the officer's report to approve the extension of the two temporary communications and marketing officer positions to maintain operational capacity while the recruitment process is undertaken. Item 14, year-end management account 2025-2026. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Arthur King, it was agreed to note the year-end management accounts position for 2025-2026 and to approve the recommendations as set out in Section 2.5 of the Officer's Report regarding the future allocation of reserves. Item 15, Land and Property Services. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to note the payment to LPSNI for 2026. Valuations are set out within the officer's report. Expenditure is included within the revenue budgets. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to note the update on management and assets to date and to agree to the proposals for the remaining identified assets within Newry Town Hall as set out within Appendix 1 of the officer's report. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers, item 17, NIO audit fee. It was agreed to note the update in relation to the increased audit fees. Item 18, Kilkeel Leisure Centre, the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Mathers. It was agreed to note the contents of the report. And then the last item is number 19, and that is also for noting. Minutes of the NCCR Programme Board meeting. As a proposer, Councillor Byrne, you have a comment?
Yeah, I have a question on the NCCR minutes. I think I raised this before, on minutes coming to SPNR where there's actions taken in the working group. Showed far back in the past that they're nearly timed out by now. This is the March meeting. Now, at the end of the minute, it says that the meeting was, the next meeting takes place the 1st of May, which is then after. I don't know if that took place. But this, the two actions that come from this, one, the public perception survey, which would be good for us to see once the decision has been taken that we ratify it here and at least have knowledge of what that survey is going to. That has already taken place 2 months ago, or should have taken place, and we don't even have feedback of that. I don't even know what the questions were. And also maybe the positive feedback from stakeholders. I think it's good that this committee sort of kept up of that detail, because obviously as the projects advance, the more and more questions come, and it's us that's signing off, and that's been also. Have a look at that group again. That March meeting shouldn't be coming in June when there's another meeting in between. And then actions from that shouldn't be going ahead and surveys without at least notifying this committee. That's not a criticism. It's just for us to keep that information.
That's okay. We'll take that on board.
Thank you. Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McAteer. That concludes the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.